Welcome to Business Ninjas, brought to you by Right For Me, where you'll hear from business leaders who are out there growing their business and slaying it every day. Learn from the masters. Let's get started.
Welcome to another episode of Business Ninjas. I'm here with Patrick McMillan, who's the CFO consultant and lead for the transaction advisory team at Amplio. Hey, Patrick, how are you?
Doing great. How are you doing, Andy?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about Amplio. Tell me what the company does and what you do at the company.
Well, so Amplio, we are outsourced CFO consultants. And then what I do, let me kind of start high level and come down. So we were started in 96 by an incredible gentleman named Kent Thomas. And now, fast forward to today, I'll just jump to the future. We have over 100 consultants at these senior financial accounting side, so you know, controller, CFO level. And I actually manage the transaction advisory side, where we do, before, during, and after a transaction. So financial due diligence, quality of earnings, cleaning up books, getting them prepped and ready for sale. And then post-transaction, we have a guy that comes in and does purchase price allocation. So the company at Amplio, back kind of to the top level, we have several different levels in, if you will. We have outsourced CFO services. We have transaction advisory, you know, which is what my team deals with, business turnaround and restructuring, and then several other add-ons, you know, value adds, you know, such as HR support, accounting support, things like that.
Great. I love the idea, and I love how your company handles all different aspects and different life cycles of a company. Tell me a little bit about the state of a company when you start working with them. What's a typical profile of a company that comes to you and says, hey, we want to engage you? What does that look like?
Yeah, great question. So there's actually a lot of different levels. So I'll kind of review a few different ones. The kind of our bread and butter is a growth stage, you know, where a company has startup, but been around for a little bit. They're getting ready to grow, whether that means they're taking on some venture capital or seeking, you know, some loans because they're getting ready to bring on a lot of inventory. And so they need capital management. Or, you know, for example, in my team, where if someone's getting ready to go on a sell, whether they're selling their company and they're engaging someone, you know, as far as some sell side services, whether they're a company buying another company and need some buy side services that come in. So as far as size, we typically deal with companies that are roughly around 2 million to 100 million. We've gone all the way down to pre-revenue, all the way up to a billion. And so we cover, you know, a large spectrum, but our sweet spot is really that, you know, one or two to 50 or 100 million right there. That's typically where we really get in. The needs that a company has quite often when they're approaching or coming to us or referred to us is, you know, something along the lines that, again, they're getting ready to raise capital or need some bank financing, or they need more sight on their financials. They're growing and they're not really sure how their financials look. And so they need accurate and timely financials. So that's where we'll come in, really help to clean up, really help them to understand what's going on. That way they can make better management decisions. We also do a lot of gaps, you know, where we'll come in and fill in gaps. Someone, for example, we've got an engagement we're starting here next month where the CFO, his wife is having a baby. He's going to take 3 months off, paternity leave. They're also getting ready to raise a Series B during that time. And so he's bringing us in. We have a couple of consultants who's going to fill in his spot on some different levels to help make sure that series gets raised, make sure all of his financials, his audits, everything are going on and carried forward as well.
I love it. It's such a useful and strategic service. And talking about strategy, tell me a little bit about what are the phases of engagement? There's obviously going to be a learning phase and discovery phase up front where you get to understand the client's business, where their strengths are, where their weaknesses may be, and how to shore up those weaknesses. And then it sounds like you put a plan together, but let's unpack that a little bit. Tell me what it looks like.
Great question. I'll walk you through kind of a general example then, you know, from start to finish. And so Let's say you have a friend, you know, who you hear talking about, oh my gosh, you know, my financials this and that. And so you say, well, let me introduce you to Patrick. And chat with him. He may be able to help. And so what we'll do, we'll just have a quick scoping call with them, find out more about the company, you know, what their needs, what their pain points are, what their goals and everything are. What are they doing to get to that goal? So that way we can understand what they are, what they're looking for, and then how we can help with that specific to, you know, a financial and accounting standpoint. We'll put together an engagement letter. Our engagement letters are very, very catered towards the needs of the company, of this, usually it's the C-level executives that we're working with, right? The founders or the CEO or the CFO in a lot of cases as well. And so we'll put together an engagement letter based upon, you know, those things that we find, the goals that we talk about together. Once they sign that engagement letter, then, oh, let me kind of pause there for a sec. So the engagement letter, as far as how we charge for that, it's there again, it depends upon the needs of the client. It could be hourly, it could be a weekly or a monthly fee, or even project-based. You know, let's say you just need a 13-week cash flow model put together. We do a lot of those just on a project base. Quality of earnings, they're all project-based. And so there again, the engagements are really catered towards the needs of that specific company. So once we send an engagement letter, they do a digital signature, and then we have a kickoff call, you know, very quickly, where we actually review those goals, review where they're at the current time, and then where they want to be in 90 days. And then 90 days, we'll have a follow-up kickoff, or sorry, a follow-up call where we actually review, we'll score them again. We'll actually have them score themselves on the kickoff as well as on that 90 day. That way they're scoring where they feel things are going along, and we'll have the consultant along with there. We'll have a partner along with there. That way we make sure everybody knows and there's clear communication about what's going on. Those calls are just the, you know, the kickoff and the follow-up, but there's obviously during and throughout the engagement, communication is absolute key, you know, between the consultant, between the, or the consultants, if there's multiple, which we've done plenty of those, along with, you know, the point of contact or the team that they're working with. And so they'll work together on that engagement. Sometimes that's going to be a 4-week project or a 4-month project or a 4-year project. We've got plenty of clients that we've had for years and years and years. We've had clients where we've been in there, we've helped them for a couple of years and they've grown, and we've helped them even hire a controller, a CFO, VP of finance, or multiple, and build out their accounting team. And then we send them on their way because we've given them the tools and the training and everything that they need. And we love that because that's where we see those companies become successful. They're hitting their goals that they want, or at least hitting some growth and everything. And they have the tools that they need in order to have everything internal. And that's obviously, you know, what everybody wants. They want to be able to grow and be solid and do well. We help to get them to that point.
Yeah, I love it. You guys are like financial architects coming in and saying, yeah, here's how we're going to clean up things that might be leaking in your house, or here's where you're going to add on and create some growth there, and put the plans and floor plans and roadmap together to say, here's how it's going to work.
It's a great way to put it, Andy. Thank you. I like that. Financial architects.
That's great. And so let's say a company comes to you and they're in growth mode and they're looking at either raising venture financing or taking on some debt. As part of that, either way, they're going to have to prepare their books and make sure that it's presentable. You mentioned quality of earnings, for example, and all the due diligence kind of stuff that happens in either one of those scenarios. Talk to me about what that engagement looks like and kind of unpack it under the hood so that, you know, anybody who's listening here can get an idea of what you and your group does.
You know what? I love that question. I'm going to give you two examples. Two very different examples, but they're two that I personally was involved in on the engagement. So one of them, we got a call from an investment banker who said, hey, we're engaged with this company. They're actually, the investment banker was out of Boston. The company itself was out here in Utah. I'm based in Salt Lake City. And so the iBanker said, hey, you know what? We're getting ready to run a book for these guys. We want to be able to do a sales high quality of earnings. That typically takes about, you know, 4 to 8 weeks. And so when we engaged, dug in, started helping the client out, there were actually two entities that were merging and then to sell to a potential buyer. We found out they weren't ready. their books were not as clean as they thought they were. And this is very, very typical. I mean, everybody, we all of us think that, you know, our companies are, you know, multi-billion dollar companies. When everyone that looks at it, like, yeah, I'll offer you a couple of grand for it. You know? And right. I'm giving an extreme example, but their books weren't ready. And so we paused the sales side quality of earnings. We brought in some more resources and helped them to really clean up the books, the accounting, the financial, and a couple of other things too, but mostly just that. We helped them to merge the books. And then we were able to unpause and do the sell side quality of earnings. They had several LOIs, that were signed. And so as they were discovering those, we presented, you know, the sell side to all those. They meaning the company, the target, were getting ready to, they signed with one particular one, had a great exit through that, and we've continued to help that company. And now we're actually, we've talked with the buyers. They've been on a couple of calls with us, and they say, hey, you know what? We're buying some more companies this year. We'd like to use you guys as well. So that's one example. I'll give you another one then, where a company had gone through some venture capital and found out that this company had not really had a good set of books. They haven't really had solid closeouts or anything. So they brought us on for two reasons. Number one, to really help get a solid closeout established. So we did that. And then number two, we established a 13-week cash flow forecast to make sure that the venture capital money was being utilized appropriately and accordingly. Those are, you know, kind of a couple of, I guess I could say, typical engagements. There's a lot of examples where, hey, oh my gosh, I don't know where my financials are. I'm burning through cash, but I'm not sure what's happening. So we'll get in there, we'll really clean up the books and create some dashboards and help them to understand what's going on, because it's all about accurate and timely financials. And it's about understanding where you're at so that you can make good, solid decisions.
Yeah, visibility is key. And along all of those scenarios that you mentioned, I've been through several transactions myself, and I understand the importance of having your books in order. Yeah. It seems to me that there's do you guys work a lot with investment banking firms that are putting deals together? Those guys work on commission, so they want to make sure that their company that they're representing is, you know, is ready for a transaction. Certainly the owners would be at that point. But oftentimes I can imagine the investment bankers discover that, hey, you know what, you guys aren't really ready to present to suitors. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, I guess distribution for your business and how you meet new customers in different scenarios, what that looks like.
Yeah, great question. So we do work with quite a few investment bankers, and keep in mind that my specific team works, you know, primarily on these. So, and my team is really small. Like I said, we have 100 consultants all together. So when I'm talking about, you know, the transactions and things, I'm talking about a very small portion of what we do at Amplio. So
yeah,
I'll kind of answer that and then kind of bring that back out to the broad scope.
Yeah, that's good context.
Yeah. We are approached quite often by investment bankers. Actually, I've got a couple of calls next week with some, two or three calls next week with some who say, hey, we're getting ready to run a book on these guys. A lot of times it's a portfolio company that they're getting ready to sell, but other times too, it's a wealth advisor, you know, where a company is getting ready to go through a transaction. And we love getting involved on those as soon as possible, because a lot of times someone will call me and say, hey, I just started running a book on these guys, and we need a sell side quality of earnings. We're getting ready to present. And so I will dig in and be like, oh, you're not GAAP compliant. Your inventory is overstated. And you have a lot of ad backs because you've got some personal stuff in there. And it'll take time to clean that stuff up. Yeah. So if we're involved a lot sooner, you know, several months or even a year or even 2 years, even better, long before, you know, a transaction happens, then we can get all that stuff cleaned up. We can help make sure that you're growing properly, make sure your financials are stable, make sure your financials represent what happens economically with the company. And running a book from an iBanker standpoint, as well as financials, whether it be from a quality of earnings, an audit standpoint, bank reporting, you know, for your covenants, everything is smooth. And so that's where, you know, there again, the earlier we get involved, the better we can do things like that. there again, that's with transactions. Now, let me talk about broad scope, okay? So at Amplio, a lot of times what happens is someone will call us, you know, the majority of, actually, I would almost say 90 plus percent of our clients are referral based, or even 100. I mean, we've barely done any advertising. So they're really referral based. And so people will reach out to us and say, hey, I know so-and-so, they're pre-revenue, but they're getting ready to, you know, launch their MVP, their SaaS company, you know, and they just want to make sure that their financial model looks solid. And so we'll jump in and we'll help them with that. A lot of times too, Andy, is we'll jump in and do that for a little bit of time without charging them, just to understand more about them. You know, that way later down the road, when they're ready for someone, who are they going to call? They're going to call the people who understand them, who know them, who's helped them out. So we've done quite a bit of that.
I love that create value upfront kind of model. It's a great one. It's one that earns trust and really builds the relationship. And you get to know their business. They get to know you. And like you said, who are they going to call? Obviously, it's going to be you at that point. Tell me, let's switch gears a little bit and tell me a little bit about your story. How did you get involved with Amplio and, you know, what was the trajectory there?
Yeah, so I'm going to go all the way back to when Kent Thomas started us. So he started us in 96. I'll tell you a little bit about his story and then about how I came in and everything too, because I came in at a way much later date. So Kent Thomas started in 96. He was called by some friends, you know, had some companies that said, hey, can you help us out? Can you moonlight with us, you know, and everything? And I'm completely not giving this justice. So I apologize, Kent, if you're listening to this, please set the story straight. He actually has several podcasts where he has, but, and his response to them was, oh my gosh, I've got family stuff going on. I have, you know, other job stuff going on. I can only give you a few hours a week. And the response is, that's great. We'll take it. You know, and so he did that with one, he did that with some others. And basically he's the one that started the outsourced CFO. I believe, I haven't validated this, but I believe that he's probably the first one I know for sure in the area, and I believe even in the US that has started that as well. And so there he started at that time was called Advanced CFO Solutions. And then just a couple of years ago, we went through a rebranding to Amplio, because we amplify resources. How did I get involved? So in my college years, I was working for Citigroup. I did accounts receivable for them. Loved it. Loved accounting. Didn't study in college. I'm not a CPA. I do not have my accounting degree. I'm currently in school getting my MBA, but I am all completely work-based, on-the-job learning. And I have no problem saying that. And so through my career, you know, working for accounts receivable and then got picked up by a group of companies that have a bunch of restaurants, became the corporate controller and acting CFO. And with them, they were buying, selling, starting, trading restaurants all the time. I mean, the reason why I'm bald is because the owners would walk into my office on a Monday morning and they would call me PMAC, for short for Patrick McMillan. PMAC, we just bought a store. It's been running for 2 years. We signed the deal. It opened Friday. We did this all over the weekend. Here's the store name. Get all the licenses and everything switched over to me. And then, by the way, we're selling such and such store to them. We need a valuation done by Friday. I've never done this before. And so I had to do a lot of research. How does this work? What do you do? And so I'm a scrappy guy. So I did a lot of this research, figured out how to do that. And that was kind of the normal thing for a few years while I was with them. While I was with them, a bunch of this, and I would do shareholder reports, you know, because we had investors and everything too. So I do shareholder and board reports and everything. And built great relationships. And so every once in a while, I'd get calls, you know, from them, from some of the shareholders and others, and say, hey, I've got such and such company, and this is going on with it. Can you come help me figure it out? So I started moonlighting with them. Picked up a few others like that. And oh my gosh, it got busy. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to become a consultant. And so I did that as an independent for several years. Loved it. at that time, that's when I met Advanced CFO and some of the consultants there and everything, and started talking with them and started talking with Kent and learning from him, and really enjoyed it, but just didn't really decide to join them until about 3 years ago now. I've been with them since early 2020. And the reason why I joined was because as an independent guy, I only have so much resources, so much knowledge, so many people that I can tap into and say, hey, I'm not sure how to do this, or I don't have time to do this. Can you help me out? With Amplio, at that time when I joined, I think we had about 50 or 60 consultants. I could do that. I start having people that I could turn to, you know, whether it be to help out on a deal or to understand some knowledge, and I could learn from them. And it really just completely opened me up, and I loved it. So I haven't looked back ever since. The reason why I got involved with specifically in transaction advisory and mergers and acquisitions was because that experience that I had with the restaurants back then, where I was doing all those basically mergers and acquisitions, I'm like, that was fun. I enjoyed just how fast and how involved that was. And so when I joined Advanced CFO at that time, as we were named, our managing director called me and said, hey, I've got a deal. It's going on super fast, super quick, and I need someone that has a ton of capacity that could just really pump this out. And he told me about what it was. And I said, sure, I'm crazy. Let's do it. Why not? Well, that deal was, they were approached by a venture capital. They wanted to invest in them. And it was a typical story. Books weren't ready. So I went in, cleaned them up, presented the board packets, you know, of the books to the venture capital, and they invested. So after I did that at an hourly rate. And so the partner called me and said, wow, you just did a quality of earnings at an hourly rate. That's amazing. What's a quality of earnings? So I learned what that was, and then in turn developed that for us and have, you know, completely expanded that. We've got a great team now. We're constantly making improvements on it and everything. And we've done a lot of them, and we just have so much fun with them. And so for me, I love doing transaction advisory, quality of earnings, financial due diligence, because it's the get in, the learn, the discover, the communicate, the contact, see them grow, and then get out and they jump on the next one. It's just, it's a thrill for me.
I love it.
That's not everybody. You've got, and there's every different type of individual, different type of accountants, you know, people who love the full-time job because they love working on that one client, that one deal, that one big thing, you know, that one focus. And I love that, but that's not me. I love seeing a lot. I love being able to compare. Hey, I learned this from this one, and so I'm going to pull that in and help this one out. You know, and so, and for me, the difficult thing about being a consultant versus a full-time person is time management. So I've got to learn to time block. I get very, oh my gosh, this is coming up. I got to work on this. Oh no, I got to work on this. I have to make sure I manage that. But for me, that's fun. So that's kind of the story about how I got involved. I love working with Amplio. I love the team that we're on. We're growing. We've doubled our consultants in the last couple of years. We've doubled our clients last couple of years, and we have an amazing plan to continue growing it.
Such an exciting story. I love the company story. I love your personal story and involvement with the company. And really what you do, it's such a strategic and important part of making a business successful. But I guess my last question for you here is, if you were to forecast out a year from now, what would you like to be celebrating?
Oh, well, first, I should finish my MBA in August of next year. So almost done with my MBA. My wife and I are working on a huge 12 by 12 foot bookcase, DIY bookcase. That better be done a year from now because we started it over a year ago. But then with the company, I would love to see us to continue to grow. And it's strategic growth. We're strategic consultants. We're not out there to grab market share. We're not the cheapest. And we'll be the first to tell you that. But we're the best. Why? Because of the talent. That's what sets us apart. We're very unique. The way that we pay our consultants is extremely unique. And so therefore, we attract the top talent, not just in Utah, but in the region and in the nation. And so we're still small. We don't need to be huge. We do want to grow, but we don't need to be, you know, thousands and thousands of people. So a year from now, I want to see myself closer to my MBA. I want to see our beautiful bookshelf done. And I want to see our talent and client pool grow and strong and sticky.
Love it. Patrick, it's been such a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Andy.
Hey, are you a business ninja? Want to be interviewed like this? Give us a shout. Go to www.writeforme.io, WRITEFORME.io, and schedule a time to meet with us, and we'll make it happen. Keep slaying it, y'all.